You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
And there I am. Hey, good morning. Good morning. Wake up. This is Lifeline Radio. You are live in the studio with Landon Allen, Bob's son. And we're going to talk about, it's real easy this morning. This is the easiest thing I've ever done for you. I'm going to show you two things. How you can't live without the Word and how you can't live without love. That's it. Two topics, the Word and love. And we're going to watch how they tie together. Unless you're rich in the Word, I got to tell you something. You're not going to be rich in love. I hate to bust your bubble. Okay. Anyway, let's pray real quick and set this thing in order. I'd like to give you a couple. Let me give you a couple call letters real quick. If you want to tune in online, if you got anybody anywhere, call them, say, hey, man, WCNO.com. That's WCNO.com. And it comes up, just click on live broadcast, and you are in right now, this very minute, riding with us. Or anytime, WCNO, right under live broadcast, you'll see on demand. Okay, click that on demand, little calendar pops up. Pick whatever you want. If you want to listen to us, it's called Lifeline. It's 8:30 every Saturday. Pick on that one. But if you pick any of them, it's better you feed yourself with the Word of God than feed yourself with foolishness. And I don't need to explain what foolishness is. I think we're all pretty aware what foolishness is in today's society. All right. If you need to call up here, if you need prayer for something, okay, I don't want to ignore you. If you need prayer, you please call up here and say, Landon, listen, here's what I'm going through, man. Please pray for me. I'd love to pray for you, because when we pray for you on the air and people hear that, when you call back with the testimony of that, it's unreal. Like last week, my buddy Wavy, she called up and she gave a testimony about her mom and the things God's done and while they were in the hospital and how she could just see the hand of God at work. And people need to hear, you need to know God's still alive. Nothing out there is telling you God's alive. People are advertising everything but God today. You got to realize, okay? Anyway, let's get into prayer and get into this teaching. Father, oh Lord, help me. Help me, help me, help me, Lord. Just a man like everybody else. I need your hand this morning. I need your guidance. I need you to quicken me with the Spirit from within, with your grace and mercy from above, Lord, that I may hone into you solely right now, shut down the cares of the world and the mind for me and everybody listening, and that we may be able to just worship you in spirit and in truth and just meditate on your likeness, on your goodness, on your grace, and on your Word, and that you speak to us, that you give us revelation this morning by your Word. Personal revelation for each and every person, that they may hear from you, have an unction or a yearning or a pull on their life or on their heart about a certain thing and deal with it. Because when you call and you pull and we listen and deal with it, we've got you backing us. We try to deal with so many things on our own, Lord. Please forgive us of that. We just want to run things. I don't know why. But let us yield to you right now in spirit and in truth. And you run this program, Father. Please help me. You run this program for us this morning, Lord. Thank you so much. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Get your Bible. Get your Bible. You ready? John 13. Go to John 13, 34. John 13, 34. We're going to focus on two topics, okay? Love. Let me write this down too at the top so I remember what I told you. Love and the Word. That's it. Love and the Word. And they go hand in hand. I'm going to show you. We're going to go scripture, scripture, scripture. Get ready this morning. Listen, you might want to get a pen or pencil and a small piece of paper or your phone or whatever you use to make notes in, because I'm going to go through a lot of scriptures and I'm going to go really quick because of time. And I'm actually not going to stop this time. I'm going to try not to. You know, I love to break down the scriptures, go talking about every word and what it means and how it is in the Greek and the Hebrew. But I'm going to try to stick to just reading the scripture to you. And hopefully you can get the connection, because God's going to help us. We just asked him to help us. And I want you to see the connection between love and the Word. If you're loving without the Word of God in you, I don't think you know how to love. You may be doing something you think is love, and you may do some charitable deeds that actually are love. Help the old lady across the street, whatever the case is. You might help your neighbor, and that really is love. But But to try to give somebody something you don't possess properly, you're going to do it and it's going to go sideways. It's going to get off course. It's going to get off track. So let's try to learn, how do we love in word and deed according to Scripture? Okay? Now check this out. Jesus says, little children, yet a little while I am with you. You'll seek me. And as I said to the Jews, whither I go, you cannot come. Semicolon. So now I say to you. And the only reason he wasn't disrespecting them with the little children thing, he was trying to set the stage of, now that I've come and given you a new way to worship and a new way to come to God and some new ordinances, I'm calling you little children because I want you to realize that now you're babies again. All the things you thought you knew, you can kind of throw out the window and start again with what I've taught you now and start growing in this likeness. You're a baby today, but you can be a very mature Christian tomorrow. All right. He says, so now I say to you, now check this out. This is all Jesus. This is words in red. So now I, Jesus, say to you, a new commandment I give to you. A brand new commandment I'm going to leave you. A brand new set of instructions I'm going to give to you right now. I'm going to give you an authoritative prescription. Not only when Jesus gives you a prescription, you can bet on it. It's solid. You can count on it. You can work it. You can do it. But he gives you the prescriptions and backs them with his name, which gives you the authority. He says, I don't just give you a commandment. I give you my name. I sign it and I give you my word. I'm giving you my personal credit card. You got all that's in my bank backing you. I've got the authority to carry this out. Ready? A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. Think about that. Just stop right there for a minute. That you love one another as I have loved you, comma, that you also love one another. Wow. You got to meditate on that on your own, okay? I'm going to keep moving, but you better make notes of all these and go back to this. A new commandment, a brand new set of authoritative prescription or a brand new set of instructions I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, by what? By your love, by your fervent love one to another, shall all men know you are my pupils, you are my disciples. If, that word if is a monster, if you have love one to another. Now we see today in our workplace, in our families, in our churches, we see bitterness. We see malice. We see hatred. We see envy. Oh, so many people envy. You pull up in a brand new Mac Daddy $50,000 ride, watch people get envious over the stupidest thing. That's a material piece of metal, means nothing to anybody. Well, compared to the person that bought it. But anyway, but you know what I mean? Jealousy runs rampant. We've got everything but love. Now listen, and I witness to many folks and I try to get them to go to church and I talk to them. And you know what the number one thing is? And it's hard for me to look at them and say, bro, you're wrong. You have this everywhere, but they tell me, Landon, I don't see a difference, man. I don't see the people that say they're Christians are such hypocrites. He goes, I don't see the difference in the people that claim they know God and the people that don't. The people that claim they know God are doing the same thing as the people that don't. I can't argue that. It is true. But the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. And you're going to have to learn to love. And you're going to have to learn this word. You got to retain this word. You got to put this word down in you richly. If you do not have the word of God dwelling in you richly, you don't have the relationship with Christ that maybe whoever has taught you that just by going to church or just by doing this or just by doing that, you're good. You've got a solid relationship. You don't. If you don't have the word of God dwelling in you richly, then you don't have that intimate relationship with Christ like you may have been taught or may think you do. Let's move right through Scripture and let me show it to you now. Ready? We're going to start again. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I, Jesus, have loved you. That you love one another. By this shall all men know you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. We're going to flip back to John 5:42. Jesus said, but I know you, that you have not the love of God in you. I found that a very interesting statement. Of all the things he was looking for, when he looked upon them and he says, I know you. And the biggest thing that caught his eye was, I know you that you have not the love of God in you. He was looking on the inside of them, at their heart, to see if they had, if they possessed, if the love of God dwelt in them. And the thing he looked for, he said, I know you, that you have not the love of God dwelling in you. You don't want Jesus to look at you or look upon you and say, oh, I know you. I know you. And you have not the love of God dwelling in you. 8:42. We're going to stay in John. I'll make this easy. It's all John. So just go to John. Follow me with the verses. 8:42. Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, check this out. If God were your father, whom you say, oh, God, I love God. I worship God. I tithe to God. God's the man. I'm all about God. I'm all about Jesus. Listen, Jesus said, if God were your father, you would love me. If God were your father, you would love me. Now, what's that look like? We're going to talk about what that looks like to love him. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself. He goes, this is not about me or my glory. He goes, I'm really here to do the Father's work. But he sent me. The Father sent me. Go to 1421. It's going to move fast. You got to see word, love, word, love. You got to have the love of God dwelling in you richly is what I'm trying to teach you this morning. And the only way you're going to do that, obtain that, be able to ever get there, is to sacrifice something in your natural life to build your spirit, man. Well, every night I watch Jeopardy, I do this. All right, sacrifice Jeopardy for that half hour in the Word. Okay, sacrifice your morning cigarette for that 15 minutes in the Word. Put something, there's got to be something in your life that is not so crucial you can't sacrifice it. Pick one of those agendas you do in your everyday rituals, sacrifice that joker, and take that time slot instead. Instead of the half hour in The Voice, change your half hour to a half hour in the Word and hear his voice and get fed by God himself in the person of Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. It will change everything about you, and you can't change anything about your family, your church, or anything else you're involved with until you change you. Stop pointing the finger at everything else that's causing you to be who you are. Get in the Word and become who you need to be, and then you can start affecting everybody else and help them become who they are. But the number one thing is you. If you get you right, you can get your kids right, you can get your wife right. She might already be right, trying to call on you. Hey, listen, if you got a praying wife, you might as well hang it up. Stop wasting time. If you got a serious praying wife, stop beating your head against the wall and just surrender. Because as long as she's praying for you, you're gotten. God's going to call you. He's going to break. He's going to do whatever he has to do to make you humble up to him. If she's a sincere woman of God and praying for you, stop wasting your time, man. Surrender now and save yourself a bunch of time. Let me tell you, that I had a praying mama, same thing. I beat myself against the wall 30 years for no reason. Mom was praying for me. I was locked in. My destiny was secured. I could have saved myself a lot of time. That's a little side note. I ain't even going to charge you for that one. You ready? All right, listen to me. Where are we at? 14:21. John 14:21. Now remember, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I've loved you. You also love one another. See how that love, 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 love. A brand new commandment. I'm telling you, it's a new set of instructions. You need to love one another just like I loved you. You love one another in my likeness, in my image, the way I taught you. Huh? Do you want his love? If you want to experience his love, you call him right now. I'll stop everything right now. 221-1100. 221-1100. Call up and say, Landman, I don't know, man, but I know I need the love of God. I know that I'm doing something I think is love, but this stuff ain't love. And I'm loving the wrong things, man. I'm loving all kinds of addictions. I'm loving all kinds of stuff I shouldn't love. I'm loving the things of the world. I'm messed up. I need the love of God, and I need it bad. 221-1100. Call here and tell him you need it. You're not talking to me. I mean, I'm just the guy on the phone with you. But you can confess right now to God, God, I need you. I need your love, man. You know what, God? I don't even know what love is. I don't know what love is. It's like Pilate, man. Jesus went to the cross and he said, truth. Pilate said, well, what is truth? What in the world is that? I ain't seen that before. What is truth? What is love? The world's taught you a lot of videos and images of what love is. That's not love. If you know you don't have the love of God in you today, you may call here, 221-1100. I will pray with you. And we will petition the throne room together. That way there's two or more gathered together in the name of Jesus. And he said, there I'll be in the midst of you. So we can petition him right now and say, Lord, this person needs your love. It'll change your life, man. It'll change your life. No better time right now, too, during this festivals of Thanksgiving. We're giving thanks to God for all he's done and the way he's taken care of us, the way he's provided for us. Now we're going to move into Christmas. We're going to celebrate the birth of Christ. No better time. The angels will rejoice over you today. You'll bring a new Christmas into your family this year, 221-1100, by simply saying, Lord, I give up, man. I need your love and I need it bad. 888-221-8990 if you're out of town. 888-221-8990. Oh, God, I need your love and I need it today and I need it bad. If that's you, you call here and get it. Don't be afraid to get it. Don't let the devil block you. If you let the devil block you, you're soft. Sorry, I'm just throwing that in a dig, trying to get you to call. But seriously, if you let the devil come block you, if you want to see a good devil block, go to John 5. There's a guy sitting by a pool. He's messed up for years. He needs help. He's crippled. Every time he thinks he's going to go in, somebody moves in front of him real quick and blocks him. Moves in front of him and blocks him. Finally, Jesus comes and says, man, just get up and walk. Forget about the pool. You've been focused on the wrong thing. Focus on me. Just get up and walk. You don't need to get in there. You don't need an intercessor when you got me. You know? All right, listen. John 14:21. Let's look at it real quick. 14:21 says this. He that has my commandments. Okay. This is his precepts. This is his instructions. This is the word of God found in your Bible. Let me make this real clear and real simple. He that has the word of God that has found it in his or her Bible has read it and keepeth it. He it is that loves me. And that person that's been in the word and ate that word. That person that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. I will love him, and we will manifest ourselves to him. Let's go ahead and take this call. Good morning, WCNO Lifeline.
Good morning. I need prayer.
Okay.
That way.
Good. I love it. Talk to me. What do you need prayer for?
Habits like drinking. That's pretty much it, and I've been praying about that forever, and it's just nothing's happening, and it's... that's one. And fear of not having any money. Fear of everything, basically.
Okay, good. This is good.
And that affects pretty much everything.
Okay, let me tell you something. Those go hand in hand. Real quick, I'm going to teach you and I'm going to teach the people listening too. In the kingdom of heaven, things go hand in hand too. Love, joy, peace, patience. There's strength. There's not fear. Fear is from the devil. Yeah. So when you get into the kingdom of heaven, you'll have same things like drinking and fear. They go hand in hand. Well, in God's kingdom, strength and power and might go hand in hand. See, it's the opposite of what you're living now. So we're gonna ask God. We're gonna petition him on your behalf that he strengthen you in his word and through his word that you can overcome these things because now you'll have the power of the scripture on your side, and you need to when things come at you, the drink and the fear, whatever, you're gonna have to find a verse or two and put it on it. You know, say, I walk by strength. I walk by power and strength. I don't walk by fear anymore. You have to tell that. You have to look at this situation and tell it. It's not by might nor by power, not by might nor by strength, but by the power of God. Find a verse or two and put it on that thing because the word works. The word has the power. You understand?
Yes, I understand. And I've done it and I've tried it. I just feel like nothing is working.
Okay. Listen, there's another thing too. You're going to need a little more than I can do on 5-second phone call. Will you take my Gmail? Will you take my email account? If you'll email us, I can really help you there. It's hard to help here.
Yes,
the best I can do is pray. Now, prayer changes things. Don't get me wrong. Prayer has ultimate power. But I can help you through it. I can give you some scriptures. I've been where you've been, man. I used to drink and smoke and all. You name it. I've done it all.
Yeah.
So I've been there on things probably way worse than you ever thought about being.
Wow.
Yeah. And I've been delivered from all that, so I can tell you the process. I've walked through it myself, you know? Okay.
Yeah, beautiful.
Let's go ahead and pray for you. Can I just have your first name?
Maria.
Maria, awesome, because I want God to know specifically who we're talking about today. Are you ready, Maria?
Yes.
Father God, this is awesome. Just the fact that Maria has called, I don't know if she realizes the strongholds that have been broken just by that listening to the unction and the pull on her heart. She stopped and said, you know what? I'm going for it, man. I'm dialing this number. I'm asking for prayer. I'm tired of this drinking. I'm tired of this stuff. I'm tired of the fear that comes with it. Because when I'm not sober-minded, the devil controls my brain. And I fear everything. And I can't take it no more, Lord. I want to be done with it. So we're going to ask you now. We're going to agree. Maria and I are going to agree that we want your hand in her life. We want you to break those strongholds. Throw them aside. Cast them as far as the east is to the west, Father. Make her free. It says, if Christ shall make you free, is what the Bible says, you shall be free indeed. We know you're the maker of all things. Make her new, Lord. As of today, make Maria a new woman. And we thank you for defeating the enemy on her behalf. Satan, you've been put on notice. I rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. You are defeated. You stay away from her. She's now going to press into her word, and that word defeats you every time. So be on the lookout, because Maria is coming strong. We love you, Lord, and we thank you so much for this particular day. Amen. Maria, you got that?
Yes.
Listen, I really need you to hit me up on that Gmail, because I got to give you some scriptures.
It?
It's Try Lifeline. Okay, trylifeline@gmail.com.
Trylifeline?
T-R-Y-L-I-F-E-L-I-N-E.
Yeah.
Trylifeline@gmail.
Okay.
Because you're going to have scriptures, and I don't have time to sit here and teach you a bunch of scripture, but if you have three or four good verses you can cleave to get started, it'll make all the difference. And let me just say
one more thing.
All right? You got to read your word, man. Without the word, you have no power. The word is the power in this world. This word of God defeats the enemy. So please hit me up on Gmail. Let me spend a little bit of time with you, some quality time, okay?
I'll definitely follow up on that. Thank you very much.
Hey, man, I'm so proud of you for calling. You're the woman. Listen, for today, just use this simple verse found in Luke. Say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Okay, with God, it is possible. So just use that today. No matter what comes at you, you look at it and say, no. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, okay?
I will.
I love you, man. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right, bye. All right, we got another call? Awesome. This is what it's about, folks. This is what it's about. Good morning, Lifeline.
Good morning, Landon. This is me, Sister Sharon from Fort St. Lucie.
Yeah.
And I'm texting and agreeing with you for Maria.
Oh, awesome. Oh, Maria, you got it now. You got some power on your side, baby. Woo! Man, Sister Sharon, you're the best, man.
Yes, the threefold cord cannot be broken.
That's right. Preach it, girl. The Bible says that there's strength in numbers. Where two or more are gathered in his name, he's in the midst, and she's right. The Bible also teaches a threefold cord can't be broken. So now I got Sister Sharon, I got myself, and I got Maria, and we're all praying for this thing. The devil, you are on notice. You're done. You're defeated. Leave Maria's life this instant in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you. I cast you out right now, and I know Sharon's on my side. I got a powerful woman on the phone, so I knew I can go there, and I got agreement, and she's got my back. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Sharon, you're wonderful. I love you.
I love you, too. God bless you, Maria.
Oh, you're good. Thanks, Maria. I hope you're still listening, girl. All right, Sharon, I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Perfect timing. Bye. That's awesome. That's awesome. Sister girlfriend of mine from Port St. Lucie. You see that? She knew, man. She's listening. See how God does that? That's what I'm trying to tell you, Maria. God positions people. When you get into the word and you start to submit to him, he'll line things up in your life you never seen coming. He'll remove people from your life. I've had God remove people from my life. Wonderful. I've been wanting them off my back for a long time, man. I got in the word, man. God just removed them. They don't call me. They don't pester me no more. I don't have to deal with their foolishness. I don't have to deal with the worldly stuff. It's wonderful. If you need help, you call here. Want to roll the spirits moving in this place today? People are getting touched today. This is straight God. I got nothing to do with this. So you better get it. You better call up here and get the love of God in you and dwell richly today. Good morning. This is Landon.
Good morning, Landon. Before the lady Sharon just called, I was sitting in my car. I just got out of the supermarket, and I was saying the same thing she just called you and said, Lord, I stand in agreement with London. The two of us is gathered, and there she goes, Sharon called. So Maria has a powerful force that's backing her right now, and she will be taken care of.
You hear that, Maria? Let me tell you, do you see how God works? Apparently, this was really ordained for you to call. God did pull your heart. You picked up that phone in boldness, and the devil is totally defeated because these girls, these sisters of mine, have got your back in the kingdom, man. God's pricking people's hearts on your behalf, Maria. You hold your head up high and you walk strong today, child. You get in your Bible and find a verse, right? Tell her.
Yes, she will.
You find a verse in that word and you stick to it because there's people praying for you. We got your back, man. Yes. This
All
is what the family and kingdom of God. Sorry, what?
All things are possible with God. And this is Wavy, by the way. You have a great day.
I knew who it was, Wavy. I love you so much, man.
You too. You take care.
All right, baby. I'll see you later. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Bye. Wonderful. Listen, here I am teaching on love. You see that, Maria? You see how that works? People in the kingdom love. Real Christians love. They love you so much they don't even know you, and they're calling up here just to get your back, man. You need to get on board in the kingdom of God. Hello, this is Landon at Lifeline.
Yes, Landon. This is Brenda. I need prayer.
Okay, Brenda, what do you need prayer for, buddy?
Oh, let me start.
Give me the brief summary.
Okay. My husband committed suicide here a while back.
Uh-huh.
And 6 months later, I lost my job.
Okay.
Along with his pension, I can't collect until I'm 60 for another 3 years.
Okay.
And I lost my mother back in March, so I lost that income. Right now, I have two daughters that are helping to keep my electric on and a small cell phone. That's about all I have.
All right. Do you have any physical limitations? You yourself?
I have a slight paralysis in my hands.
Okay. Somehow I knew that. The spirit was telling me she's got physical limitations that need dealt with. Listen, we're going to deal with that now, because here's the thing. Christ come to make you whole, to set you free from all that. So not only is he going to heal you, okay, we're going to get rid of the physical limitations so that you can go out and you can earn money and you have nothing holding you back, not even the fear that's been in your mind and the doubt that's been in your heart. You've had a lot of doubt. You've been beat down so hard, it's hard to move forward.
That's what something else I've been praying about. I lost my vehicle. I had no way, you know, to make the payments for the insurance on it, so I don't even have a way to go and look for a job.
Listen, okay, and you are totally right, but let me tell you something. This is when God works the best. God loves to show his glory. When we get so down that there's nowhere else to turn, believe it or not, you're in a great spot. I know it doesn't sound that way, but let me tell you what's going on here in the studio today. The Spirit of God is moving strong in here today. So I'm going to pray for you on God's behalf. It's got nothing to do with me. Let me make this clear. But the Spirit's moving. I'm being used. And I'm going to totally rebuke the enemy off your life. We're going to defeat Satan and set you free from that. Make you free from that so you can move forward with the power of God on your side. You're going to have to take my Gmail and get in touch with me. But let me say a prayer for you now, and then I got to sign off. But stay on the phone so I can get back with you and give you that Gmail, okay?
Okay, but I have no way of getting to it. I don't have the internet.
Oh, you don't? Well, that's okay. If you stay on the phone, I'll even give you my number. We can. You're going to need someone to help strengthen you, okay? Father God, we come to you right now on Brenda's behalf, just like Maria. And I know that I got my soldiers, your soldiers, not mine. Not mine, Lord. But your soldiers are set up. I know that Wavy's out there listening. Sister Sharon's out there listening. And many others. I probably got Pastor Green. I got people out there listening that have got your back. There are people right now that as we do this, as we come in agreement with the Lord and we rebuke the enemy out of Brenda's life, you've got several good brothers and sisters that are listening to me that are doing the same thing. Same thing. My wife's one of them. People are quickening right now for you. People are going to battle for you right now in the spirit realm to make you free. Father, we rebuke the devil from Brenda's life. That's enough of that. We take these physical limitations off of her. They're not from you. You didn't give them from her. Satan, now that you've been removed and cast down, the things that go with you go out the door. Take your poverty out the door. Take all the sickness out the door. Take the doubt. Take the fear. Cast it out the door. In Jesus' name, Brenda, be thou made whole through the power of God Almighty by the person of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Brenda, you hang on right there. Just keep it silent for just a second so I can sign off the air, okay?
Okay.
Lord, we love you so much. All right, listen, folks. I got to get off the air. I'm going to get back with Brenda. Let me give you our Gmail real quick. TryLifeline@gmail.com. TryLifeline@gmail.com. And please, I need you to support this ministry. Send your tithes, send your gifts to Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. I love you so much, folks. It's not too late to call here either. 221-1100 or 888-221-8990. Do not forget, trylifeline@gmail.com. I want to help you more this week. I love you so much. This is Landon signing off. If you don't know what else to do, just pray and say, Jesus, help me. Use that name of Jesus and be sincere and you'll get it. You'll get the love of God. Amen.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.